Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page, on the one to count on for today's news and local information. AM and FM KCII. Halcyon House. You're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Jennifer Wilkerson with KCII News. On today's program, I'm talking with Washington High School FFA members Charlie Stoutner, Hayden Janicek, and Iris Peterson about National FFA Week.
Thank you for talking with me. Can we start off by saying who we are and what grade we are in?
So I'm Charlie Stoutner. I'm the reporter for Washington FFA. This is my senior year of FFA, my first year of reporter.
My name is Hayden Janicek. I'm a senior at Washington High School, and I'm the vice president of Washington FFA.
I'm Iris Peterson. I'm a senior at Washington High School, and I'm the president of the Washington FFA chapter.
Great. So I'm here today because this coming week is National FFA Week. So can you tell me what you guys are doing special for that week?
On Sunday, we're going to come in. We're going to decorate this entire hallway with blue and gold to celebrate the week so that everyone that walks down it kind of knows, oh, it's FFA week, and they can see us celebrating, and then they can join in on the celebration too.
So Monday, we're doing CDEs in Central Lee. So it's when all the members go to Central Lee and compete in different CDEs, career development events, and LDEs, leadership development events. So that'll be a lot of fun. I think we're taking a bus this year, so we have a lot. That means we have a lot of members, which is really nice because we really haven't had that many members doing it, so it'll be really nice to do it. I know me and Hayden are doing the chapter program competition, which is where we talk about our year in review, basically, and what we've been doing all year, our POA, program of activities, and just what we're going to be doing.
And then on Tuesday, we offer, throughout the week, we offer dress-up days for all the students. So Tuesday is our Down on the Farm Barnyard Day. So students are able to dress up like farm animals, farmers, anything like that. Tuesday morning, we'll get up and get to the school about 6 o'clock to offer teacher breakfast. Every year we serve all the staff members at every school with the breakfast, just celebrating FFA week and treating our staff. And then we also will judge coloring contest, coloring pages that we took to the schools, and we'll get ready and prepare prizes for those.
Okay, and then I'll talk about Wednesday. That day we have our dress up as White Lies and Red Flags. White Lies is something about you that's like sort of, yeah, it's like easy to tell, like this is like my white lie. And then a red flag is something like, oh, that's like cautious about them in like a fun way.
Like something bad about them.
Yeah, in a fun way, not actually bad. And then on that day, we're also going to go to the middle school and host Ag Olympics to get people involved. And it's just a bunch of different like activities that you would typically do on a farm, but we bring them to the school and then we have the kids do it in a fun, interactive way. It also helps us promote kids to like, no, this is what FFA is. If you want to join us and get interested in agriculture or anything ag-related, you can. You don't have to be on a farm to do that.
On Thursday, the dress-up day is America and Redneck Day, so your patriotic and redneck clothing. And then Thursday is also a fun day at the high school. We do high school Ag Olympics, so we're on an assembly schedule, and everybody gathers in the gym in the afternoon, and we put on a fun contest. We have, like, tug-of-war, tire flipping,
Relays
with like carrying buckets of corn and like overalls and mud boots.
We're shearing sheep this year too, I think.
Yes, we're shearing sheep this year. Mm-hmm. It's going to be really fun, and we encourage everybody to come back and participate.
So Friday, it's anything but a bag day. The dress up theme is. So last year I did like a wagon. A bunch of people did microwaves, surprisingly. I mean, it was just kind of fun. It was just anything that you can put your books in. And also that day is tractor day. So we meet up at the fairgrounds at like 5:30-ish and go drive around Washington. We go by almost all of the retirement homes, which is really nice. Some of them can't really get out. So it's really nice that they can see what Washington FFA is doing. We'll stop at the high school and kind of order the tractors, take a really good picture of all of the officers and the whole chapter, so that's kind of nice, just to get, everyone gets in their chapter shirts, and then after that, we go around to all the schools, and when Hayden was talking about the coloring contest, the winners of those, after we judge them, they get a prize goodie bag, and then they also get a picture in front of the tractor. So it's really kind of fun. The kids really love it. They just think it's so cool to go outside and, oh my gosh, all these tractors are outside parked along their school. I mean, this is out of the ordinary. We like to bring the tractors to the kids because some of them are either on the bus when we go, drive them around, or they're at home eating breakfast, getting ready for school. So it's just kind of nice for the kids to look at the tractors and just kind of get the experience that we get to have. And then it really gets them early, started early, wanting to be in Washington FFA, which is really fun to have new ideas and new kids come in.
Thank you so much for talking to me today about FFA and National FFA Week.
Yes, you're welcome.
Thank you.
That was Charlie Stoutner, Hayden Janicek, and Iris Peterson joining on today's House and House Washington page to talk about National FFA Week. House and House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Jennifer Wilkerson with KCII News.